The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. When Jesus entered the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him as he was teaching and said, "By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority?" Jesus said to them, "I will also ask you one question. If you tell me the answer, then I will also tell you by what authority I do these things. Did the baptism of John come from heaven, or was it of human origin?" And they argued with one another, "If we say from heaven, he will say to us, 'Why then did you not believe him?' But if we say of human origin, we are afraid of the crowd, for all regard John as a prophet." So they answered Jesus, "We do not know." And he said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I am doing these things. What do you think? A man had two sons. He went to the first and said, 'Son, go and work in the vineyard today.' He answered, 'I will not.' But later he changed his mind and went. The father went to the second and said the same. And he answered, 'I go, sir.' But he did not go. Which of the two did the will of his father?" They said, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Truly I tell you, the tax collectors and the prostitutes are going into the kingdom of God ahead of you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him, but the tax collectors and the prostitutes believed him. And even after you saw it, you did not change your minds and believe him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Good morning. Well, as usual, in today's gospel lesson, Jesus is making waves. His words are provocative and controversial. He's speaking to the chief priests and elders of the temple, the people who devote their whole lives to studying the scriptures and following God's commandments. They fast at the right times. They offer the appointed sacrifices. They can quote scripture by heart, and they live upright lives. And yet, what does Jesus say to them? "Truly, I tell you, the tax collectors and the prostitutes are going into the kingdom of God ahead of you." Wow. This would have shocked the people who were listening to Jesus. Tax collectors and prostitutes were openly sinful. They were clearly disobeying God's commandments and not living upright lives. Why then did Jesus say that they were closer to the kingdom of God than the priests and the elders? What did the tax collectors and the prostitutes get that the priests didn't? As a priest, I have a vested interest in answering this question. In order to try and understand this, we're going to jump forward from Jesus' time a couple thousand years and look at the wisdom of the 12-step tradition. There is a lot of alcoholism in my family, so I've done some work with Al-Anon groups, which are 12-step groups for the family members of addicts. Some of you may have worked these steps yourselves, either in Al-Anon or AA or a similar program. In case you aren't familiar, these are group programs for individuals who are struggling with addiction or other unhealthy behaviors, to achieve healing and wholeness by methodically working through 12 different steps. And the process is very important. You can't just jump in to step 10 and start from there. You have to start at the beginning, at step 1. And do you know what the first step is? We admitted that we were powerless over our addiction, that our lives had become unmanageable. The first step towards healing and wholeness, the foundation of all the work involved in the other 11 steps, begins with this: admitting that we are powerless. You would think that this process might start by affirming our strengths. Here's what I'm good at. Here's what I have going for me. Sort of a pregame pep talk to get us ready for the tough work that lies ahead. But no, that's not where this process starts. Instead, we start with our powerlessness. Many people who have worked the 12 steps say that the first step is the hardest and the most important. The first step speaks to a profound truth. Whether we struggle with addiction or not, all of us are broken people. And we can only begin to move towards wholeness by acknowledging that brokenness, by being honest with ourselves and with God about our shortcomings and weaknesses and blind spots. Before we can change, we must first admit that there is a problem, that we are in need. If we are to let God's life-changing power work in our lives, we must first get in touch with our powerlessness. This is what the tax collectors and the prostitutes have on the chief priests and the elders. Unlike these religious professionals, the notorious sinners already know their weakness, their shortcomings, their need for God. They are already through that first and hardest step, admitting that there is a problem. They are not laboring under the delusion that they are perfect, and if they ever try to forget that, they have all of polite society standing by, ready to point the finger and remind them that they are sinners. They have embraced their powerlessness, and that is why Jesus says that they are already further on the path towards healing and wholeness than the chief priests and the elders. This is what true repentance is. It's recognizing our sinfulness and our need for God. We can't change, we can't improve, we can't heal until we first admit that we are in need of God's grace. Brendan Manning is a Christian author who wrote a great book called The Ragamuffin Gospel. In that book, he says, "At Sunday worship, as in every dimension of our existence, many of us pretend to believe we are sinners. Consequently, all we can do is pretend to believe we have been forgiven. As a result, our whole spiritual life is pseudo-repentance and pseudo-bliss." In other words, we can't experience the fullness of God's forgiveness and grace if we don't first plumb the dark depths of our sinfulness. So how do we get in touch with our powerlessness? How do we truly repent of our sins? I think the first thing we have to do is listen. Listen to what trusted people tell you. Pay attention to how your actions or words affect them. Listen to your spouse when they say angrily, "You always do this." Parents, listen to your children. Out of the mouths of babes come some of the hardest-hitting truths. And children, listen to your parents. They know you well, and they want you to grow into mature disciples of Christ. Listen to your friends when they say, "You know I love you, but it drives me crazy when you do this." I'm not saying that you need to take every criticism or mean comment to heart, but when someone who loves you speaks the truth to you, or shows you how you have hurt them or let them down, listen to them. Take it seriously. And often they will show you where your blind spots are, where you get stuck, where you need to stop and repent and ask for God's forgiveness. The good news is that you are not alone in this work. Just as someone who is working the 12 steps has the support and encouragement of their group, all Christians are doing the work of repentance and forgiveness together. Every week we get on our knees together and repent of our sins, things done and left undone, and ask for God's forgiveness. And every week we get back on our feet together and hear that beautiful proclamation that we are forgiven. And then we taste the sweetness of God's grace in the bread and the wine. In addition to our weekly corporate confession, you can also dig deeper into this work individually on a personal level by working through the rite of reconciliation, which is a liturgy in our prayer book that is similar to confession in the Catholic Church. You confess your sins to a priest and receive absolution and forgiveness in the name of Jesus Christ. Many Episcopalians practice this rite of reconciliation once a year. If you're interested in that, let me know, and I'm always happy to talk more about it. When we face the reality of our brokenness, when we truly understand our need for God, then we can begin to move towards healing and wholeness. Then we can follow the tax collectors and the prostitutes into the kingdom of God. Amen.